Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Happy New Year, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills news with a UK twist. It's 2021. It's the year of the ox, or we can just call it the year of the buffalo in the Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. Matt and Alex here, as usual. Alex, how was your subdued New Year?
We dressed up, my wife and I, for a picture, and then we immediately switched back to pajamas. If anybody sees me on Facebook or Instagram, you know, I got a shirt and tie, shirt and jacket on, dress pants. But yeah, that didn't last very long. It was nice to pretend that things were normal for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
But luckily, well, you know, we have Bills football to distract us from everything. How was your New Year's?
Quiet. We ended up last 5 days or so, we've been watching this series on Netflix called The Last Kingdom, talking mm-hmm. about medieval Britain and the Wessex, so okay. the 800s and all that. So we're getting close. We spent most of the night watching the rest of the fourth series, the fourth mm-hmm. season, nearly there on okay. there. But now we've moved up to tier four in the yep. So we're now tier four, so we've got plenty of time to
most of the country, you know.
I've been watching
Kunk on Britain. Do you know Philomena Kunk?
No.
It's the alias of a female British comedian. I forget her real name. She's associated with Charlie Brooker, the guy who does Black Mirror.
Yeah.
He recently did a 2020 year in recap, a little Netflix special that she was on. It was pretty funny. Her videos on Britain's history are hilarious. She's one of the best female comedians in the UK. And I think she's very underrated, you know, when you think of UK comedians, you know, Aisling B is at the top. She's my favorite. But this character, Philomena Kunk, hilarious. Look her up on YouTube. It's funny. She makes fun of, she doesn't really make fun of British history. She just, you know, it's just funny. That's all I'm saying. It's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I'm definitely going to go to more funny things in my lockdown. You know, I can't watch natural documentaries or anything like that. It's just so depressing. I need fun.
Well, The Last Kingdom is loosely based on history. There's a lot of inadequacies and
So it's not like a straight up documentary.
It's not a straight up documentary. It's it's definitely a series itself. It's a TV series. It's loosely based on it. There's some stuff that is true in there, but the majority of it is actually more factual. More fiction than fact.
So it's kind of like The Crown, where it's based on, but it's not really anything. Yeah.
Yes.
Finish The Crown. Yeah. My God, man. I can't. I know it's ages ago. You know, we're talking 30 years ago, but man.
Yeah.
I hate Prince Philip, you know?
We should stop this now. We're actually supposed to be talking Bills, not what's on Netflix and what we're watching on Netflix.
But honestly, is there really anything to talk about this week? Well, I mean, let's just get this over with. I care so little about week 7. You know, isn't it great to not be in the hunt? You know, we've always been in the hunt. Week 17 is kind of mattered. And it's just like, oh my God, I want this game to end. I want to get to the playoffs so bad. I don't care. Okay, I do, and I'm going to watch the whole game, but I really don't care about what happens this week. And I think that's really the thing that we need to talk about. Do we need to win the two seed? Does home field advantage matter? You know, isn't it more important to stay healthy, right?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree what most people were saying on there about resting starters. Mm-hmm. Is it, do we need the second seed and all that? But it, for me, I say we still play, we play the starters for at least a half, maybe a little bit more, just build up that lead and then rest them. Because yes, some people say the second seed doesn't really matter because you're not gonna have a bye. Only number one seed has a bye. But by being number two, I know it's two home games. That shouldn't make too much of a difference on there. But we just prolong facing the Chiefs until potentially the AFC Championship game. I mean, if there's any time to knock the Chiefs off, let them be all this high and mighty confidence mm-hmm. that they're going to knock players off on there. Whereas we can build our way up. We'll probably play the Ravens or maybe the Dolphins. Again, depending on what happens, more likely probably going to be maybe the Ravens or maybe it's Colts.
No, I don't think there's even if we're the three seed, there's no way we play the Chiefs in the second round.
Because it depends.
Okay, so here, no, let's. I mean, let's just it run. Depends. Let's talk through this. If it goes Chiefs, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. If Kansas City wins, if Pittsburgh wins, if we win, then that means that, you know, someone below us also won, because Kansas City would always play the low seed. Pittsburgh would always Pittsburgh.
No, yeah, you're right. We would
play Pittsburgh in week two of the playoffs. So that's fine. I mean, let's run over the number with how weird 2020 has been. You know, let's talk about does home field advantage matter? Now, there was a great article on the Draft Network by Jamie Eisner. So looking at through week 14 of this season, that's when the article was compiled. Home teams are 103, 104, and 1. So home field advantage really doesn't matter. But again, that number is taking into account all of the bad teams. Mm. We are a good team. So let's look at it in the light of all of the teams that were favored to win their home games, because we were probably favored to win every single one of our home games.
Yeah.
Teams that were favored to win at home were 81-47 through week 14. That's a 62.8 winning percentage. That compared to previous seasons, 2019, the home teams that were favored won 63.6% of the time. In 2018, it was 70%. In 2017, it was 73%. So over the last two seasons, home favored teams haven't been winning as much as they were 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
What does that tell you? You know, you can create a whole bunch of different things for that, but the emergence of Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, you know, Baker Mayfield this year, a lot of teams that were bad got good because of quarterbacks over the last two seasons, creating more of a parity. Now, there's always bottom dweller teams, but I think over the last 2 years, there's more teams in the middle that are winning their home games more than they, you know, there's more teams in the middle that are beating favored home teams nowadays than they were just 3 years, 4 years ago. So I think that's one of the biggest things about that.
I think one thing you could say is it's got to be the momentum that's obviously years gone by. I mean, look at the Titans last year. Mm-hmm. They were one of the low seeds. And they actually managed to push. They beat the Patriots. They actually pushed the Chiefs up until about the third quarter, and then it all went downhill. But I think, yes, in a way, there's a bit more pressure, especially with the second home. If you have the second home game just before the championship game, that you're under a bit of pressure on there. But again, it's more momentum. It's more, can you build that momentum? Yes, if we win at home, we know we can win at home. We know we've got that mentality in the way.
Win away as well. I mean, we were 6-2 away. With, I mean, barring that stupid Arizona game, you know, that's 7-1 away, 6-1 at home right now. I mean, it's, I really don't think it matters. I mean, wins are fun, you know, 13-3, 12-4. Is there a difference?
Well, for beginning of the season prediction, I said we'd go 13-3. So,
so do you just want to be right?
For me, I'm starting the starters. I'm actually winning this game.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. It's
but
just,
no,
I mean, going back to the numbers, home team. Teams that were favored in away games, oddly enough, have a higher winning percentage. So, if you were favored to win an away game, you're winning at a 72.2% clip in 2020. That stat is also skewed because if you're favored to win an away game, you're probably an elite NFL team anyway, which I think we are. We were favored to win a lot of away games this year. So just looking at the numbers, we have a higher winning chance to win at Pittsburgh rather than home Pittsburgh based off of these 2020 home versus away favored winning percentage stats. That's crazy. At the same time, I trust this team to beat Pittsburgh home or away. I trust this team to beat Cleveland home or away, Indy home or away, Miami home or away. I'm kind of only really scared of Baltimore, but they've shown cracks. It's like, what Baltimore team are you going to get? Are you going to get Lamar MVP Lamar, or are you going to get 2020 Lamar, who literally is bad at throwing the football? But, you know, some weeks he's hot. You know, it's so weird. So I don't really know. But, you know, again, it's so hard for me to throw away 20 years of Buffalo Bills pain. I know this team is so special and different, but there's that always that underdog kind of, I don't know if we could beat these guys, but if we do, look out. I'm just not comfortable being favored yet, you know, and we're going to be favored against pretty much everybody but the Chiefs. And that's crazy to me. I can't wrap my head around being favored against all these other teams.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I mean, it's great to do that. I mean, looking at our playoff path, as I say, it's more than likely we're going to face the Colts potentially at as in the next round, if we finish second, we'll probably have the Ravens if we finish third. So you've got to obviously weigh up that opportunity. Both of them have their cracks, their chinks in the armor, there or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. But the idea really, and this is what I always say, and what most people say, is you need that momentum. You can't just go in, actually play Allen Diggs for one series and then go, Matt Barkley, there you go, lead us to victory. If we get done there and we end up having to face, say, Miami next round, are we leading them into a full sense of security? They have that advantage. They know they've come into us. Yes, they've played the second string and they've actually beaten us, but this is a chance for us to build momentum. If we had to face Miami in the first round, we've actually got that. We've got into their head even more than currently winning the last, five of the last six games we've actually played against them. We're putting more fear into that head, and we're putting fear into the rest of this the AFC in the playoffs, saying we're still here, regardless of whether we won the division, where we're secure at number three, because we're not going to drop from the number three seed. You build that momentum, you build that confidence up, knowing that you're just going straight ahead, you're picking off everyone, and you can pretty much take on anyone, and you've already got that advantage. Whether you play home or away, you've got that advantage rammed into your head and the doubt seeded into your opposition.
All right. I love what you're saying, because I wholeheartedly 100% disagree with you. And let me tell you why. Are you telling me that you wouldn't want the one seed and get the bye week?
Because ideally, then, I would love
because
to.
Then the Chiefs don't have any momentum going into the playoffs. They're going to bench Mahomes week 17. They're going to get the first round bye. They're not going to have quote unquote any momentum for their next game. Are you telling me that that's a disadvantage to the Chiefs?
Not as such as a
it's exactly what you just said. You said momentum is so much more important than, you know, resting your starters. And the Chiefs are resting their starters for 2 weeks, essentially.
Yeah, then with the Chiefs, we already know what they can do.
We know what we can do. Allen's right there. Over the last 5 weeks, Allen is beating Mahomes in all stats. We can hang. That's another conversation. This whole week, there's been, can the Bills hang with the Chiefs? We'll talk about that maybe later. But, you know, this technically is the Dolphins / playoffs preview show. Let's not go for too long. Let me ask you a question here in terms of momentum, because I don't really know very much about Premier League football.
Okay.
In 1 month, you can play like 3 different league games, right? You can, yes, play Premier League, you can play Champions League, you can play... you know, give me another one.
FA Cup.
Okay.
Carling Cup.
Right? All right.
Yeah.
You're not playing your starters in all of those games, right?
Well, it depends on who you're playing in the cup. If it's the Carabao Cup, then most big teams don't play their full.
Yeah.
Their full teams.
My team, Arsenal, they win all these lower tier games, but they can't win freaking real games. Actually, those
last barely win any games this season.
Those last two wins that they've had this season. Okay, Arsenal, I see you. But so let's say they play an FA Cup game against, you know, a championship team. They're not playing their starters. But then their next game, they're playing against, you know, Chelsea in the Premier League. So if their starters sit against that lower tier team and then they go up and play Chelsea, you're saying that Arsenal isn't bringing as much momentum as they could because they didn't play their starters. So they're probably going to lose that next game.
In a sense, yes. I mean, in a sense, yeah,
we've
got that. I would
love to see the stats on that because, you know, English football is so crazy with all these different leagues that you're playing at the same time. But so I would love to see the stats on that. I don't believe momentum is a thing because there's 7 days between games in the NFL.
Okay. So
we're talking hockey or baseball or premier or English football, because there's more games than just once a week, momentum could absolutely be a thing. Builds.
Let me flip it then.
Okay.
So say last week we lost to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Say this week we lost to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still feel this week, because we actually wrapped up the division, we're resting the starters this week. So we lost to the Patriots this week. We're resting the starters this week against the Dolphins. We lose that game. And let's say Dolphins actually completely and utterly annihilate us with our reserves and second string. And then you're going into the playoffs where you're most likely going to face, let's say, Baltimore. Do you feel confident, and do you think that having come on the back of two losses, one which was a massacre, the other one, we'll just say it was a close loss on there. Would there be the motivation and the momentum there to go face the Ravens? Okay, the Ravens come to us to face it. Facing the Ravens, knowing that we can beat them, we can actually progress.
All right. I see what you're doing, and you have history on your side because that's exactly what happened last year. Lose Baltimore, beat Pittsburgh, lose New England, lose Jets, playoff game, lose Texans. So you think that last year that loss to the Patriots and loss to the Jets influenced our loss to the Texans?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
I do. Because, I mean, that way, I mean, as I say, I mean, we could have a whole episode on this, just going back and forth on there, but it is, momentum is always in anything, in any games, whether you play grassroots football, you're in the league and you've actually started, you finished bottom, or you're bottom after say 3 games, you've won your next through and you've got that momentum to push you close to the league and to promotion. you've got that momentum behind you, that confidence is actually growing even more, that you can go into any game and go, bang, we're already 1-0 up because we know we've got the momentum, we've got the confidence, we know we can play straight away. So you already, your opposition are down. So in this instance, the momentum we're gaining, we could be a touchdown up before the game even starts because we're playing the starters, we're still fresh. Yes, there is the injury risk. I agree, there is always going to be an injury risk on the games. And we've seen it with Cole Beasley ruled out for this week. But the momentum is always there, that you get that advantage already over it. You get that touchdown lead in your head before you even get to the game. Momentum will always play a key part in anything you do, whether it is football, whether it is you're trying to hit a target or beat a colleague at a target at work or something like that. Like, I'm assuming you have sales targets to reach at your job.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me hit you with a gotcha statement. Are you saying you don't trust this coaching staff to get us ready?
No, I do trust the coaching staff to get us ready.
And momentum doesn't matter. Look at this. We compiled 425 yards against the Texans in our playoff game last year. Only 309 against the Jets, only 268 against the Patriots, only 261 against Pittsburgh, only 209 against Baltimore, and 356 against Dallas. We literally had our best game in six games against the Texans after those losses and after resting our starters against the Jets. Momentum doesn't matter. Allen came out and we did everything against the Texans except for score touchdowns because we were throwing 10 times to Duke Williams. All right. So they came out and rushed for 172 yards. They came out and passed for 256. Most Allen had since week 11 of last year. So the Bills offense showed up against the Texans. They just couldn't score touchdowns. I don't think it's momentum. I just think that's Allen being a young player. I think this year, this offense is clicking so well that giving them an extra bye week isn't going to hurt anything. I mean, look at what we did coming out of the bye week. You know, we lost that game to Arizona and then had the bye week. So our momentum, if you want to say quote unquote, was at an all-time low. And then Allen threw for 332 yards against the Chargers. I don't think that this affects us for how good we are, how well coached, how well in sync everything is. I don't think momentum matters, because what happens if you want to build momentum? You said into the third quarter and then something happens.
Okay, I say injuries.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay.
More than an injury would.
Okay. So I think we're going to have to, let's say, we can do a whole episode on this. So,
What do we need to start the starters for? Allen needs 40 yards to break Drew Bledsoe's single season record. Get that on the first drive and then bench him. Who else on offense? Beasley's going to be out. Brown, interesting point. Do we play Brown to get his wheels going, or do you trust that he gets it in practice because you don't want him to re-injure himself coming off so quickly? What do you do with John Brown?
You're playing for pretty much the whole game. I mean, we're just signed, or barring any COVID-related issues, Kenny Stills. So you've got that insurance.
He doesn't know the playbook. He's going to learn the playbook in 1 week. Sure, he's kind of a go route guy. Running him in the slot on a go route is going to open up wonders for Diggs, I know. But it's still, you don't sign a guy and then he has a big impact in 1 week.
Okay.
But I wouldn't rely on Kenny Stills.
I would still play Brown for the majority of that game. There's also another record that the Bills could actually get someone else to score a touchdown. Like you said, big man touchdown for that record.
Does that matter to you about winning a playoff game? That's more important.
Well, it's records, isn't it? Something that we can actually say we're.
We have a chance to win a Super Bowl this year. I don't need anybody being injured.
Okay. Wait, as I say, there is a lot of stuff we can actually say with dust. Yeah, I agree, and I disagree. I can't.
But last year we scratched Singletary, Brown, Beasley, and Knox, and Trey White. Last year in week 17. I mean, did we even bother? Were you upset about it? I mean, go back and listen to that podcast. I don't think you were. You know,
no, not last year.
Yeah. So this year, I would say you do the same thing. You scratch Diggs, Brown, don't play, get fully healthy, you know, just test him in practice harder than maybe you normally would. We don't need to lose Trey White, scratch him, scratch Milano, everybody else, a few series, and then it's all backups. That's what I'm doing this week.
Then leave it, then have it for the half then. So play the whole first half.
First quarter.
Okay, first quarter for you, first half for me.
Okay.
If you play the first half, you build up a big lead with the team. Then second half, Josh, Stefan, Tremaine, you've done your job. Take a break. Put the coat on. Relax. We'll need you if Barkley goes down.
Oh, let's play Jake Fromm. Let's see what we got in the kid.
I don't think they will play. If anything, I'd like to see Davis Webb get a run out. They've elevated him to the active roster last week.
Oh, goodness. Look, an injury would be devastating at any spot. You can't afford to lose anybody on the O-line because of Ford already being hurt. You can't afford to lose anybody in the secondary. No safeties. Maybe you could afford to lose a defensive line because that's our most depth position. But, I mean, we're not anything here. The only thing that maybe you could say, I mean, you're saying momentum. You could also say you have a chance to stop Miami from getting in because I'm pretty sure Cleveland, Baltimore, and Indy are also all going to win. So you have a shot at bumping Miami from the playoffs. Is that more important than risking injury? No, because we could beat anybody. That's how good we are. Let's take health into the playoffs, not momentum. Let's put that as a poll on Twitter. What's more important going into the playoffs, momentum or health?
Okay. Well, as we were just discussing this, I have actually put a poll up on Twitter. Okay. I've said heading into week 17 in the playoff, does momentum matter? Yes and no.
All right. We'll see what happens.
So this is going to be fun and find out what what we can hear. And hopefully there'll be some comments as well. And maybe we'll discuss it on the review show, but let's try and talk a bit if we can about the actual game. Cause I feel we've just gone completely off topic on that.
No, I think this is very much on topic. We're talking about what the Bills should do this week.
Okay.
I mean, if we start the starters, we're going to beat them. If we start the backups, we're going to lose. There, game preview done. I mean, who cares?
It's not the
biggest top, you know, how the Bills can beat the Dolphins is not the most important topic this week. It's how can the Bills get ready for the playoffs? That's the most important topic this week.
Okay. So, and obviously the Dolphins are 23rd in offense, 20th in defense, 25th overall in passing, 22nd in rushing. So basing on how in the lower third, they are near the lower third. They are of all the rankings. You think our second string can actually can potentially wrap this?
No, I think our second string can lose. I think that what you probably are going to see, if I'm coaching the team, here's what I'm doing. I'm getting Allen out there to score a touchdown on his first drive, and then he's benched. And then you're going to get a lot of Singletary and Moss and Barkley to Gabe Davis for the rest of the game. Barkley to Dawson Knox. Barkley to Tyler Croft. You know, really just base offense. You know, go out there, treat this like the second preseason game of the season, you know?
And
not the third preseason game, because I don't want Allen playing into the third quarter. Treat this like a preseason game. Go out there, get your reps in, do your game day routine, but don't get hurt.
Okay.
Knock on wood.
Okay. So, I mean, and obviously, you're then hoping that, obviously, with that, that the Russian game actually holds out. Because I know at the moment we do get the odd glimpse of a good run, but our rushing attack is still not up to that purpose. So you're looking then at Barkley, and obviously with the O-line, are you going to rest all the O-line? Are you going to keep
No, keep I think Dawkins in? You do a heavy rotation. You know, the thing about running game is it's more aggressive for the O-line with a higher chance of injury. So that's kind of annoying, but you know, Josh kind of could be at fault for any offensive lineman injuries too, because the way he moves around in the pocket keeps the offensive linemen moving around as well, and guys fall on top of guys. You know, there's so much. Like I'm a hypochondriac this week. Like I'm scared of everything because I just want to get to the playoffs. So you know, put everybody in a bubble and then let them go hand the ball off to TJ Yeldon. You know, I don't care. Let's just get this week over with and go to the playoffs. We're 1 week away from really important football. That's what I care about.
That's fair enough. Okay. So, well, let's say this, we both have our own thoughts on how we approach it. I agree that this game is pretty much a scratch game. It's almost going to be like a preseason game. We've got nothing really, well, we have got some riding on it, but to some people it'll be important, to some people it won't. I mean, we're at the moment number two. If Cleveland beat the Steelers, then yeah, we can rest all the starters, we can do everything. We don't have to worry about actually dropping down to the third seed. It's going to divide people on there. I mean, we've had this discussion. All we're going to do now is just wait till tomorrow, just sit down, do whatever ritual people actually do. I mean, as I said on the previous show, I haven't shaved since the Arizona defeat and we've won every single game. So I'm not shaving until we lose. So maybe that is the momentum. Maybe me not shaving and me looking like an ugly fucker is actually is the good luck charm that will see us win with the backups. But it's one of those games where we can just sit back and, regardless of whether we play starts or not, just have no care in the world.
Oh, enjoy if we play our starters, I'm gonna have cares in the world. All right, I don't understand how you can.
I said if we play the starters or not play the starters, okay. We don't just have a care in the world about what happens result wise.
All right.
Okay. Obviously, injury wise, we care about the injuries and all that. But I mean, result wise, let's put it that way. Result wise.
Yeah. I think you're just still upset because you lost the fantasy football finals.
I lost two fantasy football finals.
Oh, that's why you're so upset.
I lost two fantasy football finals. By 5 points in one, in your one, which was annoying because they pulled Allen and Diggs at the wrong fucking time.
They pulled them at the right times. Oh, you're so unfocused.
I was in my fantasy head that week. That's why I was pissed off. I was in my fantasy mood that week. I was coming back from guy had Kamara.
Yeah,
I was that close to winning. They pulled him at the wrong time. Give him one more series. And then I would have actually won it.
Yeah.
And then the other fantasy league, the second year in a row, I got to the final and lost again.
You lost three finals because I played you in our sleeper dynasty
league. Oh, yes, you had to bring that one up, didn't you?
Yeah, you lost three finals. That's fun for me.
You. Fuck you.
All right. Well, let's hope that the Bills don't embody your losing spirit, for the playoffs. I don't care if they lose this week. Let's just win in the playoffs.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's fair enough. But I mean, Yeah, I mean, we've got injury reports, the fact that it's Beasley and Gillum are going to be out. It's who you're going to pick, so what, seven to six. It's pick your poison on there, and obviously how long the starters go. And yeah, I mean, we could talk a little bit more. We've had the discussion about it. I mean, we could talk a bit more, but we could probably do that about Josh Allen. And obviously, he needs 40-odd yards on there. I want to just quickly do a couple of facts. Just obviously, everyone says that he shouldn't be in the MVP race and all that. In the last four games, between Mahomes and Allen, in the last four games for both players, Mahomes was a 60% completion percentage, 8-4 touchdown to interception ratio, 310.8 yards per game, and an 89.5% passer rating. Allen, in the same four-game stretch, 69.8% completion, 12-1 touchdown to interception, 323 yards per game, and 116.7 passer rating. Compared to Aaron Rodgers, he's had 534 more total yards than Rodgers. Rodgers only has four more touchdowns than Josh Allen, but the opponent's record, Bill's opponent's record this season, 124 wins, 116 losses. Packers, 103 wins, 136 losses. He's got more total touchdowns than Mahomes by two, more completions than Rodgers, a higher completion percentage than Mahomes, and obviously more passing yards than Rodgers. I think we leave that on the fact that Josh Allen should be in that conversation, and winning four AFC Player of the Month, you've got to keep him in that suggestion. The last guys to do that, to win four in a month, won the MVP of the year. That included Jackson and Mahomes.
You know, it's fun to talk about your quarterback being the MVP, but what's more important than the MVP is if your quarterback is in the conversation for MVP, your team is in the conversation for the Super Bowl. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
give it true. To Rodgers. He's old. Let the old man have it. He deserves it. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go win some goddamn playoff games. That's all I care.
I'll leave everyone with this last couple of stats. The Bills have won six of their last seven games. All six wins have been by 10 plus points, and the Bills have scored 24 plus points in eight straight games, the longest in franchise history. Can they make that nine? What do you think? Let's end it with your prediction. Are you going to do a prediction? Yes. No.
I'm debating between saying if the starters play, this is the score. If the backups play, this is the score. I don't think it matters. I think it's you're going to get a quarter of starters, and then the rest of the game with the backups.
Okay. So forget about the score. Bills win or Bills lose?
Bills lose.
Okay. Bills win here.
Okay.
And
this could be a 2003 Steelers Bills where the backups, get the W. You know, I could see it happening. It just depends on how intense the coaching staff is going to coach. If they just call base stuff, then yeah. If we treat it like a preseason game, then yeah, we'll lose. But you know what? So are the Chiefs probably this week. Pittsburgh, they're benching Big Ben. They're probably going to lose this week. So it doesn't even matter if we lose. We're still going to get the 2 seed because Pittsburgh is probably going to lose as well.
Yeah. So, okay, so you losing, so I'm saying win. I want to preserve that 13-3 prediction I had at the beginning of the season. Okay. And the poll, we're only 15 minutes into the poll. We've actually currently 51 votes. 61% say yes, momentum matters. 39% says no, momentum doesn't matter.
Why do I even bother?
But have you got anything else to add before we sign off?
No, that's, you know what? Sunday is going to be a busy night because you have the Bills game. There's a David Attenborough special on, and there's New Year's Bake Off. So I don't know what I'm going to do when 8 o'clock hits.
So if anyone has a suggestion, any suggestion for Alex on that one, please feel free to bring it forward. And all I say is continue following us, continue hitting that like button.
Hit that retweet button. Hit that share button. We're trying to grow the Bills Mafia. We're doing a great job. We got a good start. Let's keep going.
So at UK_Bills on Twitter, at RWBB _podcast for the podcast, Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook and YouTube. Hit subscribe, join the group. On Facebook, request to join the group chat, and UK_Bills on Instagram. Hit follow, like, subscribe. And for me, it's Alex saying see you after the game, where one of us is going to be happy, regardless of the result. And it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening, and go Bills.
Happy New Year. Go Bills.
Yeah, not us. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.